Well, tonight we have Dan again speaking to us, as he did this morning, and we're going to be taking Psalm number 16. So if you'd like to turn to that psalm, Psalm 16, and we'll see how relevant this is to the fact that it's Easter that we're specially celebrating tonight. Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned to me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Ian. Great, we'll keep that passage open in front of you. And, well, good evening and welcome to our evening service in which we're continuing our series that we've been going through in our build-up to Easter. We've been looking at Old Testament passages that prophesy specifically about the death and the resurrection of Christ. As Jesus said, he said, all scripture points to me. And it's been wonderful in these past evenings just to see that together. Well, this evening we carry on in this psalm, Psalm 16. But before we do so, let's just pray before we do. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that the unfolding of your word brings light to us. We thank you that your word is living and powerful. And we pray, Father, that you would open our hearts this evening. Lord, speak to us, we pray, from your word, for your glory. Amen. Well, when you look to the day when you die, is it a day that you are longing for? Not just because it will be the time when our suffering ends, but because it will be when life begins in full. But you know, the truth is that in the world, death is the thing that we fear most. It's unavoidable. It's universal. And yet everyone, despite everyone in this world having this common enemy of death, we do our best to ignore it. We do our best to distract ourselves from the fact that one day we will meet it. Whether we're younger here this evening and we think that death remains an eternity away, or whether we're older and it becomes an altogether uncomfortable and pressing problem. But you know, this evening, our psalm points us to a hope that breaks that fear in pieces. A hope that is so certain, a hope that is so assured that we can rejoice in the face of this great enemy. And not only rejoice, but we can actually look forward to it. Because our psalm shows us that the faithful one has confidence in a faithful God who brings eternal life. And there's three things that we're going to see from our psalm. And the first one I just want to bring is, we can't sing this. We can't sing this. You see, Psalm 16, it's a psalm that King David wrote. And throughout this psalm, well, we see that he expresses his confidence, his trust, his delight in the Lord. Let's just read from verse 1 down to verse 8. It says, "Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names upon my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken." Do you know what I mean? I mean, throughout these verses, I hope we see the confidence, the trust, the joy that David has in his God. Verse 1, in you I take refuge. Verse 2, apart from you I have no good thing. Verse 3, we see that the other ones who share that love of God that he has, well, they are his delight as well. Verse 4, those who run after other gods, well, they will suffer more and more. David says, why would you trust? Why would you have confidence in a false god? Verse 5, he says, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. Verse 6, surely I have a delightful inheritance. Verse 7, I will praise the Lord who counsels me. And then finally, verse 8, with him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. There is a supreme confidence here in a faithful God, a faithful God that he trusts and he loves. But you see, we get to verse 9 and we hit a bit of a problem. Because verse 9 says, and I'll read till verse 11, it says, therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices, my body also will rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. You see, David says that God will not let his faithful one see decay, that he makes known to him the path of life. Oh dear, oh dear. You see, what David says here in Psalm 16, it's picked up somewhere else. Picked up in Acts chapter 2. And Peter, at the time of Pentecost, he quotes these verses from Psalm 16. And after he quotes them, he says this in Acts chapter 2, verse 29. He says, "Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day." You see, the problem is, Peter says, is David has seen decay. Peter says to those listening, you can go, you can visit the tomb where David is, where his skeleton lies inside. David has seen decay, he has stayed dead. And so David cannot sing this psalm about himself. And we, this evening, cannot sing this psalm because just like David, One day we will see decay. We will die. We have the same problem. However, there is someone who can sing this. There is someone who can sing this. You see, although David wasn't singing about himself, he was singing about someone. In fact, Peter's explanation of Psalm 16, it continues in Acts chapter 2, after Peter has just said confidently that David is dead. He goes on in verse 30 of Acts 2, he says, "But he," that's David, "was a prophet and knew that God had promised him an oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay." God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Isn't that incredible? Because it says that as David sat down to write Psalm 16 under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he managed to look forward to and to point us to the faithful one that God would not abandon to decay. You see, the psalm we are reading this evening, it is a messianic psalm. It is pointing us to Jesus, the one whom God has raised to life. And Peter says, we are all witnesses of it. I love that. Yes, Peter says, this really happened. And so as we go back through Psalm 16, we find that these are the words that Jesus sings. Jesus is the faithful one who has confidence in his faithful Father, who will bring eternal life to him. Jesus is the one we see in verse 1, whom God has kept safe. He is the one that God has preserved. Jesus is the one in verse 6 who has the delightful inheritance. Not just a bit of land or a bit of power, but Jesus has the inheritance of nations. He has the inheritance of us this evening, his people, who will worship and adore him for eternity. Every knee bowing, every tongue confessing that he is Lord. That is his inheritance. Jesus is the one in verse 8 that will not be shaken, that will not be shaken by death when it comes. Jesus is the one that was not abandoned to decay. As we've seen, he was raised to life. And Jesus is the one, verse 11, that has been made known the path of eternal life, who has eternal joy and sits with eternal pleasures at the right hand of his Father in heaven. Jesus can sing this psalm. He is the only one that can sing this psalm, because he's the only one that can fulfill what has been said. And that is what today, Easter Sunday, is all about. Jesus singing this psalm triumphantly, that he has been raised from death, that he has not been forever forsaken by his Father to see decay, but he has been seated with all power and authority at the right hand of his Father. He is forever glorified. He can sing this. But the last thing that I want us to see is that we will sing this. We will sing this. Do you know the wonder? Do you know the absolute wonder of Jesus being able to sing this psalm is that one day through him we will be able to sing it as well. In fact, Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 54 says, "When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Christ's victory over death becomes our victory when we trust him. And so when we confront this enemy of death that so many fear, well, we can say, where is your sting? Where is your victory? For Christ our King, he has won the victory for his people. Christ has won eternal life. He has won eternal life for his people, for you and for me this evening. And so as we go through this psalm, we can sing that God is our refuge, verse 1. We can sing, verse 2, that apart from God, we have no good thing. That apart from God, we have no hope. That in verse 5, he makes our lot, that's our inheritance. He makes it secure. It's secure for us this evening. And verse 6, it's a delightful inheritance. One day we will be in the presence of our Saviour, where death will be no more, where he will wipe every tear from our eyes, where he will banish pain and suffering and evil forever. That is our delightful inheritance that we have to look forward to. And then in verse 7 and 8, we will praise the Lord. We will keep our eyes fixed on the Lord, and we will not be shaken by death when it comes. But here's where it gets even more incredible. Here's where it gets even more incredible. You see, in the psalm, verse 9, it says, therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You see, because Jesus sings this psalm, and because Jesus has won the victory over death in his resurrection, and because we are united to him, well, this is the incredible part. We can rejoice and be glad even in our death. That great enemy of death that this world so greatly fears is not just something that the Christian doesn't have to fear, but it becomes something that the Christian can rejoice in. That we will be raised to an imperishable body. And we have certainty of that this evening. We have certainty. If you're wondering, how can I know that this is true for me? Well, do you know, we can have certainty because of what we celebrate today. That Christ is risen. That there is an empty tomb. He is not there. That is our certainty, that Jesus lives. And finally, in verse 11, we can sing that one day we will be filled with utter, inexpressible joy in the presence of our Lord. This is the hope that we can sing about this evening, because we have received it through Christ, whose song this is. We share in the King's triumph. So when you look to the day when you die, is it a day that you are longing for? You see, I hope this evening that we have seen that the faithful one has supreme confidence in a faithful God who brings life. And because Christ had that confidence in his Father, we can too. Today we celebrate, don't we celebrate today? We celebrate that Christ, he has risen. And that means hope. And just to say about hope, you know, when we think about hope, this isn't kind of the way in which, you know, the world often likes to talk about hope, that it's kind of this uncertain positive thinking. Oh, I hope that this happens. No, when the Bible speaks about hope, it is certainty. It is total assurance in what God has promised. And so we have hope this evening that death is not the end. And so let us not fear what lies ahead. Death seems scary to the world because it's under the impression that death marks the end. But for the Christian, it marks the beginning of eternity where there is no end. Psalm 16. We can't sing it because it's not speaking about us. But Jesus can sing it because it is speaking about him, his resurrection from death. And therefore, because we are united to him, as we become his people, as he becomes our king, and we share his victory, we will sing this for eternity. What glorious hope. Praise God. Well, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, oh, we praise you for being such an utterly faithful God. That because you did not abandon your Son, the Lord Jesus, in the grave to decay, because he is alive, he is risen, and we are united to him as his people. Father, we thank you we have this hope. We have this hope that death is but a door. It marks a beginning where we start eternity with you, our God, where we will be in your presence forever, where pain, where suffering, where tears will be a thing of history. And we will worship you forever. Lord, we thank you for this hope that we have. We thank you that Jesus is risen. We praise you in his name. Amen. Well, we're going to have a time where we can discuss and we can chat through some of the things that we've looked through in Psalm 16. There should be some discussion questions on the screen. And we'll take a few minutes now just to discuss those questions.